Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Let's look now at what the Mueller report might mean for the 2020 campaign. We're joined in the studio to talk about this by Tufts University political scientist, political analyst Jeff Berry. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
So, top line, Democratic presidential candidates have been waiting for this report. Is the content of the report, at least what we saw, the content that wasn't redacted, a plus or a minus for them?
I think in a perverse way, it's a plus. They've been waiting for Bob Mueller to be the one to take down the president and anticipating running in 2020 against a candidate who is fatally wounded by the Mueller report. Now it's imperative that they come up with something that's more positive, that distinguishes them from each other. They're actually running against each other right now, all 18 of them. And they need to come up with a positive message about why America is going to be better in 2021 when they put their when they take over the office of presidency. So far, they haven't done that.
President Trump, he declared game over for the, quote, radical left Democrats, but there are now 400 pages filled with details on the Trump White House, details that will be parsed and debated running up to 2020. How do you think that translates to the election?
Donald Trump is far from being out of the woods. The report fits into a larger montage, larger characterological issues about Trump in terms of his honesty. The polls show that a majority of Americans feel that Donald Trump is dishonest. So a candidate in running in 2020 in a debate standing on the stage with Donald Trump should say this: Mr. President, the difference between you and me is that I pay my taxes and you don't. And then when the president says, no, I do pay my taxes, the response is, well, release your taxes then, because the New York Times Pulitzer Prize-winning article shows that your family hasn't paid taxes for decades.
You think the Mueller report will prompt any other Republican to jump into the race now to challenge Donald Trump, other than the declared candidate we have now, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld?
This lessens the chance of that. If the Mueller report had been more condemning, if it said in a simple declarative sentence that Donald Trump engaged in criminal activity, then you might see Larry Hogan or John Kasich jump in. But right now, challenging President Trump in Republican primaries, it's a fool's errand.
Back to the Democrats. Are there individual candidates that the Mueller report is good for or bad for?
I think you might make a case that that the candidates who have already departed from the negativity of the campaign, maybe Beto O'Rourke or Mayor Pete with their sunny optimism might be helped a little bit. I'm not sure I'm ready to go there. But generally, I think it's all the candidates are now in the same position of having to figure out what is it that we say about the Trump administration that doesn't have to do with his criminality.
Plus or a minus that Democrats on Capitol Hill will be pushing for more details on the report as their fellow Democrats are out on the campaign trail.
There's going to be continuing investigations, so the issue of Trump's character and his honesty are going to continue. But a plus for Democrats is that Nancy Pelosi is now strengthened in her position that there should not be impeachment proceedings. There are a lot of Democrats from swing districts who don't want to be running in 2020 as a member of the impeachment Congress, but rather want to have a record of promoting other kinds of legislation. So Pelosi's hand has been strengthened, and I don't think we're going to see impeachment proceedings.
You talked a little bit about non-Mueller issues at the top. Polls show voters not following the Mueller report as closely as politicians. So wouldn't it be better for Democrats to focus on, for example, health care in 2020, an issue that helped them win congressional seats in 2016, rather than on the Mueller report, which the president and Republicans might find a way to effectively rebut?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that health care is probably their best issue because President Trump has tried to eliminate the Affordable Care Act, and Americans like the Affordable Care Act. So there's a real impetus there for them to focus on that issue. I'm thinking about the campaign of Senator Warren. She's been a virulent critic of President Trump, and that really hasn't helped her so far. She's lagging in the polls badly. She's running behind Mayor Pete at this point.
She's squarely in the middle of the pack,
yeah,
not a front runner.
Yeah, exactly. And the past 6 weeks or so, she's switched to being more of an ideas candidate. She's put out a series of very concrete very bold policy proposals, particularly her proposal to break up high tech, the big companies out in Silicon Valley. And that's gained some traction. It's gained some buzz. Hasn't shown up in the polls yet, but I think it's made her into a different kind of candidate, and I think it's helped revive her a bit.
Do you think other candidates are going to follow that lead and try and pump some substance into their campaigns instead of focusing on politics?
They should. There's 18 of them, and I don't think being, you know, the brightest, sunniest character in the pack of 18 is enough to carry them across the line. I think what Warren and some others like Cory Booker and Amy Klobuchar and Kamala Harris anticipate is that in the end, they're going to be the adults in the room, that the Democrats are going to come to realize that Bernie and Biden are just too old. They're going to be close to 80 if they take office. The Democrats are not going to nominate somebody that old. They're going to come to the realization that Mayor Pete and Beto are too young. And then you're left with these centrist Democrats, liberal Democrats who have a better record, more substantive record, and they'll be the ones that will be at the end. One of them will be the nominees.
Tufts University political scientist Jeff Berry, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you.